Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the NCAA Tourna Trends.
Oh.
Or, Miles, your suggestion, March Madden Trends.
Yes. March Madden Trends.
March Madden Trends.
Yeah.
So those go down easy. Those are short show titles from our brain. It's the end of the week, and therefore...
we're at our best.
Yeah.
That's what I think you're about to
tip
say.
Tip top.
Yes.
Tip of a very, very dull spear. I am Jack. You are Miles.
Yep. Nailed it.
See? And congratulations on the Bruins. Surviving a tight one in the first round of the NCAA Tourna Trends.
Oh, yeah. We going there?
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. Tiger Campbell,
thank you. That's my favorite player from last year's NCAA Tourna Trends.
I love him because he looks like he smokes weed.
Yes.
You absolutely know? And so does most of that team, to be honest. But, like, because we're the UCLA team's wavy looking. Like, you know, there's the other teams, everyone's like kind of got doing the hip basketball thing. Some of these people, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I like these guys. They're wavy. They're wavy as shit. Like, Jaime Jaquez, like, his headband vibe, and he's just, like, he's still... I don't know. I just really like this team. It was a nail-biter, though, against Akron. I'm not going to lie. There were a lot of times I'm like, oh, we can't get a shot to fall at all. And, you know?
Tiger Campbell coming through in the clutch. Hits one from the logo to put you out in front by four. That's really, UCLA is the only team that I really have a rooting interest for.
Thank you.
I like their team. I like a lot of people who graduated from there.
Thank you. Thank
including you. My wife from their medical school.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, you're calling me your wife?
my work wife, Miles. and yeah, I loved their team last year's. And then, you know, the the Celtics for NCAA basketball for me, in that I don't like them. I don't have a good reason to dislike them other than their coach is the University of Kentucky Wildcats. And they had a tough one. They were a two seed. Everybody had them as the second. They were the second most popular bet to win the entire tournament. And they lost to a 15 seed, St. Peter's Peacocks. St. Peter's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was tough to see. You hate to see it. And I don't know. You know,
yeah.
There used to be a thing that people said the only person who could hold Michael Jordan under 20 points was Dean Smith, his college coach. and I think that applies to like 100 players who have come through Kentucky in the Calipari era. That wow. I mean, Big Cat just put up 60. I guess he was pretty damn good at Kentucky, though. Anyways, tough run for them. And I do love their, a lot of their fans, or I do love some people who are their fans. So, shout out to y'all. I know it's painful. And,
except for Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul.
Mainly Mitch McConnell. Like we saw when his whole body was turning blue. That was just him saying, I'd lead Kentucky blue. But anyways, this is a special time of the year when, you know, the games are happening during the work day. That's like the more than any other round, when the games like kick off in the morning and they're happening all day and people are, you know, sending around highlights. That's one of my favorite days of the year.
And people on Zoom calls pretending like they're not watching.
Right.
Like in the middle of a Zoom call, just like
pulling Facebook. By the way, what are you looking at right now? You're looking off and
just nothing, just work stuff, just notes I write to myself every day about working and how dedicated I am to working. Pretty much just like, oh my God.
This email. This email just came through from AdOps.
The subject line said external in brackets. So gotta keep my eye out on that.
Yo,
one. That's why I said that.
The external thing is wild how much they want you to distrust any email that comes from outside of
do not trust the outside world.
External, you should be aware this person is from outside of the organization. It's those emails in my mind are always narrated by Jesse Ventura.
Right.
All right, Tim Pool, more like Chad Pool. This dude rules. More like Chad rules.
Nah, Tim Pool. Tim Pool. My God. Dude, the notable right-wing hack loser YouTuber who just like does a bunch of out of context shit to make BLM's like all terrorists, you know, there's all kinds of right-wing shit. You already get it. He also is a guy who famously like basically has a beanie surgically attached to his head. People always point out, they're like, oh, but this dude is in the summer with this beanie on because he doesn't want to show his bald head. Just show your bald head, Tim. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So he decided to post this tweet that I think he thought was going to make him look like some fucking just next level alpha Chad, but it's just cringe virgin beta shit, homie. This is what he tweeted. I went to a diner with my girlfriend and I was told it was a 20-minute wait. After only a few minutes, a couple walked in and was seated right away. I complained and left right away. I don't tolerate bullshit and I don't tolerate people who think I should care when they do. Okay, huh? Tough guy. Like,
that was a lot.
Some people were like, is he just trying to act like he's a guy who has a girlfriend and will be like, I'm off this, like, you know, and like leave, rage quit waiting at a restaurant. Other people were like, has he not heard of reservations? To that I say, I don't know if diners take reservations, to be real. You know what I mean? I don't know. Do you know diners that take reservations?
Probably like some fancy diners that like Guy Fieri has reviewed and have the Guy Fieri was here on the wall.
How would you, I mean, that's why I'm just sort of almost like this, all of it sounds very just weird. Like, wait, hold on. You went to it. First of all, you're stunting being like, you went to this diner. That was a 20-minute wait because you know it's lit in this diner.
Yeah.
And now they had some other regular walked in. That's the part I do feel like this is very diner-y where they're like, oh yeah, that's one of our regulars, bro. We're not, you got to wait 20 minutes because I don't fucking know you. Right. Daryl, come on in.
Of course.
You know?
First of all, it may just be that like people don't like this dude.
Of course, no one does except for his fans. And even then, people were like, oh, cool, bro. Show them.
Right. You're out here as a Nazi. You should expect that people are not going to let you get a table at their diner. Like the fact that they said 20 minutes, you should be like, oh, thank you. And yeah, it like the so the last part is what I wanted to focus on, because I think this is directed at his girlfriend, maybe. Because I complained and left right away. I don't tolerate bullshit. Okay, so that's where it would have ended, I think, in normal circumstances. And I don't tolerate people who think I should care when they do tolerate bullshit. Who think I should care when they do tolerate bullshit. Who is he talking about there? Is he saying, I don't tolerate you because
Tim,
you think
Tim,
I should.
Tim, you're making a scene. You're making a scene. I don't tolerate people who tolerate bullshit.
But it's not that she doesn't tolerate people who don't who think he should care when they tolerate bullshit.
I don't give a shit. Like, wait, what
are you I'm sorry.
How does this play out, right? Okay, if we're really trying to stick with the parameters of we know how to nail the I don't tolerate bullshit part, but the, I don't tolerate people who think I should tolerate people who think I should care when they do. It probably ends up being like, wait, hold on, sir. That couple you just told us 20 minutes, but they were just allowed to sit there. Well, yes, they're regulars. You know what? Fuck this. This is bullshit. Right. I'm out of here.
And then Tim, but let's tolerate their bullshit. No, that's not it though. It's not that. It's that his girlfriend would have to be like, I am tolerating this bullshit, and I think you should care that I'm tolerating this bullshit. Like her being like, I'm at peace. And like, you need to learn from me. And he's like, I don't care what you think I should learn And I'm putting, we're leaving now, babe.
They said they would seat us right away. I don't want to fucking drive back to
I don't tolerate people.
We live in our van already. God, this should have been a nice dinner. But instead you're rage quitting with your beanie in tow. I don't know. That's why it's difficult. And I think we've already devoted too much time trying to deconstruct this tweet.
Crown Act.
Yep. Finally, we had to legislate to not discriminate people's hairstyles. So a bill that would basically prohibit the discrimination based on an individual's texture or style of hair has passed the House by a fantastic margin of 235 saying, yes, we do want this bill, and 189 opposed. Just pretty clear what that's about. You know, they're like, dude, what? We love to discriminate people's hair, especially with black people. Love to be able to cut people's locks, fuck with their braids, froze too big, hair's not white looking enough or whatever the fuck it is. Why do you have a fade and an edge up? I used to hear that shit all the time in high school. Shout out to my old hairline. And I think, you know, now we constantly see how, you know, people, like especially people of color, any kind of hairstyle that deviates from like whatever norms are perceived by whatever administrator, that it's always causing problems for people of color. And, you know, luckily people were saying, okay, I think we have to make this a fucking law because people need to now be told you can't just fuck with people based on their hairstyle.
That's good. So
yeah, buckets right there.
Right. Easy buckets coming out of Congress, but like at least they're getting some things right-ish. We have the daylight savings thing, which we'll talk about on Monday, but like it feels like they were like, all right, this is the one week when we're allowed to like not fuck up.
I believe this was, you know, first like helped on by like a woman of color who's an activist being like, I think this has to be addressed like legislatively now because we're seeing too much. And I think that was sort of the impetus. So it's not even, I don't even think it's really, I don't know how much credit you can give someone in Congress being like, you know what we got to do? And I'm sure many of the you know, Congress people of color understand that it's an issue. But again, when you look at the numbers, like you have 189 people, which isn't a surprise. You're saying like, no, I prefer the de facto way of how we discriminate people just because you say that your hair is inappropriate because it's so damn curly.
So Super Producer Brian said in the chat that this was a major issue for him when he had dreads. Brian, do you want to just a little texture on what that was like?
Yeah. A little texture.
Say, yeah.
A little style and texture on what that was like.
When I worked in the service industry, I had dreadlocks about midway down my back, and I ended up having a tremendous amount of trouble finding work. And one place in particular just straight up asked me, would you consider cutting your hair?
Wow.
And I ended up cutting my hair just to find employment. It's such a shitty feeling to be put in that position, especially when no one else has to make that choice. It's not like it's a health code violation. You just put your hair up and you go to work like anyone else with long hair. But no, the people really did not want to hire me because I had long dreadlocks.
This black man with dreadlocks, I just don't know. I just don't know. It's wild too, because locks really get a lot of fucked up scrutiny. I went to one of my friends growing up in school, Jamaican kid, dad's a Rasta. He grew up with dreadlocks his whole life. They tried to make him cut his shit at school because he had dreadlocks. And Jeez. Everybody was like, what the fuck is that? What are you talking about? It was just kind of a sort of contentious point, because I think other parents are like being like, yo, do not, what the fuck is this I'm hearing? And luckily the school like realized they were completely fucked up. But this shit was in the 90s, and I can only imagine how many other people were, you know, again, like Brian, anybody else, and even today are subjected to this kind of discrimination. So yeah, sad that we have to put this into legislation, but shit, that's America. Because if people are saying like, well, there's not a law against it, then I'll do it no matter how fucked up it is.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Good Trouble is trending. This is a Hulu show that was filming a scene downtown that was supposed to portray a protest where people are protesting sweeps of the unhoused. And what happened?
Ironically, to have the shooting location open for this Hollywood production, the LAPD did an actual sweep of the unhoused to facilitate this shoot.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, you honestly, all the like on like LA, you know, activist Twitter was like posting all this shit. Like, you couldn't believe how fucked up this is. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, yeah, we're making this show called Good Trouble. And part of it is we're so oblivious as a production, even though we're like on our, you know, good old lib shit, that we can't even understand what the reverberations are of us having a production to do this like scene about a real issue and realizing, oh, we are only exacerbating the problem in our pursuit of like being like, and we're this show that tackles these issues.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's really fucked up to even see. Cause it's already, you know, they're already like, I think trying to put up once they swept them out, putting up like fences around the area to keep people out. It's just fucking, it's not good. Not good. Yeah.
I guess it started on Freeform, or it is currently on Freeform, and then most people watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, but yeah. Sorry, Freeform, Hulu. Everything blends together these days. I don't know what, the shit's on our screens.
Right. All right, NFL stuff. There's a bunch of shit happening in the NFL, players being traded, that I thought I'd catch you up on since it's big stuff.
It's my favorite,
and I know you're
sport.
You're a huge NFL head. Russell Wilson, you know who he is?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook.
On the Lakers.
So he is...
Russell Wilson. Yes, the Sierra's husband.
Sierra's husband is now playing for the Broncos. He was a career Seahawk, and that's why they were wearing the orange
in that picture. Okay. See, I can connect the dots. I saw Sierra and the children together. Okay. He's been with Seattle since he was a rookie.
Yeah. So that happened a couple weeks ago. The big news today.
So I only know because that picture that Sierra posted.
So that was trending again today because of the Sierra picture. Baker Mayfield, who is like, you know, probably in more commercials than any other quarterback in the league, despite being heading into the league as like not, you know, middle to lower half of like the, you know, how good the quarterbacks were in the league, and then just shit the bed all season. And he is no longer a quarterback because Deshaun Watson, who has been out for the last season because of all sorts of horrifying allegations against him, is now being traded to the Cleveland Browns. Apparently they're just like, we're good with it. And Deshaun Watson is the quarterback for the Browns. Baker Mayfield out of a job.
They're taking his job, taking our jobs. You see,
Aaron Rodgers signed back with the Green Bay Packers, but then the dude who has been propping him up for like who's basically the best receiver in football. Davante Adams left and went to the Raiders. So,
oh,
that's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have immunities, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
If you're oh, yeah, inoculated. I'm immunized. Why?
If
why,
you're immunized.
Why, why'd you bring that up? I'm immunized. And finally, last thing trending is we got First Amendment.
Oh, my God. This did you read that whole and the New York Times editorial board piece?
I'm just like, finding out about it.
Oh, my God. So they put out a piece called, like, America has a free speech problem.
Uh-oh.
And this is why the New York Times can eat 17 duffel bags filled with excrement. This is like both sides-y piece is trying to act like there's an issue in this country and it's every, but cancel culture is bad. Fascism's bad. And like, we got to balance this out. This is one like sentence that a lot of people have been sort of highlighting. Quote, "For all the tolerance and enlightenment that modern society claims, Americans are losing hold of a fundamental right as citizens of a free country, the right to speak their minds and voice their opinions in public without fear of being shamed or shunned."
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? And we have a free speech problem? So you're saying this is connected with the First Amendment?
Mm.
That's why everyone's like, do they even know what the First Amendment is? It's not that you can say some racist shit and everybody has to keep their mouth shut. Like right. the thrust of this like op-ed piece is almost like on one side, you have people being like shaming people for being ignorant and saying racist stuff and like moving towards fascism. And that's bad too, because that makes them feel bad. And on the other side, I guess you have people like actually putting laws on the books that, you know, are enshrining a lot of fucked up, violent shit that the right stands for and, you know, bringing fascism to America pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it's a both side, man. We got this problem.
Both
man.
Sides are bad. And this is not like one of those op-ed pieces that's like written by, you know, what one of their standard like white supremacist right wing people, soft white supremacy people. This is by the editorial board.
Yeah.
This is the New York Times coming through being like, hey, what's up? This is what we think. FYI.
It's all a problem, man. Left and the right. Cancel culture, the left refuses to admit that it exists. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck has been? I don't understand what they're talking about. Louis C.K. who is being canceled? Because I think what they're saying is like, this Nazi lost their job.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's a company's right to be like, I don't fucking align with this shit or whatever. But this is all very, very New York Timesy. And I think rightfully people are just like, this is just a bunch of nonsense. And this is why we don't listen to what y'all say, really.
Mm. I would love to see just a group photo of the editorial board that wrote this piece. Just see what the demographic makeup looks like there.
It's the flip flop, like a sandal. just a sentient flip flop. That's it. wearing wireframe sunglasses and a shawl collar sweater. Very specific.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Friday. That's going to do it for us this week. We're back Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.